I remember that.
I remember bumping into each other and feeling each other trying to, that's life and murder, you know.
I remember that. Well, there was one called Sardines, too, that you played in the dark. Do you remember that?
That was probably the one with the matchbox, but I don't remember.
There was something that we used to play where everybody would go hide, like under table or something like that in the dark. And somehow or other, I don't remember how this happened, but you'd go find somebody else, and you'd get in there with them. Anyway, what happened eventually was that everybody ended up packed under the same chair. You know, like you had 10 people and they were all trying to get in the same chair. I don't remember how we did this or, you know, what the rules were or anything, but it was weird. It was real funny because everybody was always mashed in. It was like trying to see how many people you could get in the telephone booth.
That kind of thing.
Was there anything else you remember?
Twister, that was a real strange game.
I don't think I remember that. What is it?
Well, you could draw it out on the sidewalk or something in chalk, or you could buy a map later that had fancy ones you could buy.
Yeah.
And it was I think it had 26 circles on it. It's a white plastic mat. And it had like four different colors and six different rows of these colors. So you have like, you know, six blues and six reds and six yellows and six greens.
Yeah.
And you can play with two people or four people, you know, at opposite ends. Or maybe one person on each side. And someone has a spinner, and the spinner will be divided into quarters. And one will be left foot, right foot, left arm, yellow arm, I mean, right arm. And each arm or leg section would have each of the colors. You know, a red and yellow. So you could spin it and come out with something like right foot yellow. And you'd have to reach over and put your right foot on a yellow and your other arm on something else, and you'd be, sometimes when someone else was in your way, you had to reach under them or over them, and you could get some pretty awkward positions.
I remember that. Yeah, that was neat. What did you call the game, you know, where you take chalk and mark on the sidewalk and you...
Hopscotch.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You might throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. And I threw a ball and he
caught it.
Okay. And I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
Okay. You might say, there's no need to hurry. I'll
wait. I'll catch some tomorrow.
Okay. Or I'll wait
for you.
Okay. If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, oh, please give me another
chance.
Okay. Somebody who's always got a smile on his face, and he always has a pleasant word for everybody. You say, he always seems to be in such a good
mood.
Okay. Another word for mood would be?
A good humor.
Okay. Somebody knocks on the door and you say, there's that pesky salesman. Wait till I
get him.
Okay, or get something of him.
Get even with him.
Get rid
of him.
What?
Get rid of him.
Okay. He didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all.
He acted like he knew it all.
Okay. If a boy left his best pencil on the desk and he came back and he couldn't find it, he'd say, I bet somebody
stole my pencil.
Okay. Would you use another word?
Took my pencil.
Okay. Would you use a different word if it was something more expensive?
No.
Okay. What time is it? The 20 till 9?
That clock is it.
You might say, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Okay. You might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember.
Okay. You say, I have just written him a letter.
Written him a letter.
Okay, and yesterday he wrote me a letter.
Wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I will
write him a letter.
All right. Anne's talking about the letter again. It's about time I was getting an
invitation.
I ask you a question, you give me an
answer.
Okay.